But right now, as promised, we are joined by a defensive lineman for the San Francisco 49ers. He led the team in sacks last season. Big, big numbers. 54 tackles, 10 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and a fumble recovery last season. He had 2 sacks and a forced fumble in the playoffs. He founded the Armstead Academic Project, the 17th pick in the 2015 draft out of Oregon. Eric Armstead is my guest. Eric, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, good. Good to talk to you. So let me start with the fact that you signed a 5-year extension with the team. What was that moment like for you, and what does it represent to you to have that extension?
Oh, it was amazing. You know, I didn't really want to be anywhere else. So throughout the process, I knew I wanted to stay in San Fran and be close to my family, be close to home, and, you know, extremely excited that, you know, we were able to get a deal done, and, you know, the organization put, you know, their faith and trust in me, and, you know, I'm really excited about the future.
You know, one more thought about that, and you and I have talked about it in the past, but I want to remind the listeners, you're from Elk Grove near Sacramento. You get drafted by the 49ers, and now you sign that really, really nice extension. Teams do not give away extensions like that. So how much pride is there in knowing that you earned it and that you will be there for a while?
Oh, huge pride. You know, I'm a Northern California kid through and through, and, you know, a lot of hard work has gone in, you know, to get to this point, you know, not just in my NFL career, but, you know, my whole life I've been working to put myself in this position, and, you know, so a lot of proud, I take a lot of pride in that, and also proud to represent Northern California, you know, in high school and college, and represent Sacramento, and, you know, continue to represent the Bay Area in the way I play, and, you know, what I try to do off the field in the community as well.
Eric Armstead is joining us. Now, your mantra has been stay hungry. It would be very easy for a lot of guys to sign a big extension to maybe lose some of that edge, lose some of that hunger, maybe get comfortable. How do you make sure going about the things or making sure that that does not happen, that you maintain that edge and that hunger?
Oh, I mean, it doesn't, you know, go down from here, ramps up from here. You know, when people put their trust in you, and there's more expectations, that's where I want to be. You know, I'm excited. I feel I'm young. I'm getting better. You know, I feel like I had a pretty good season, but, you know, there's so much for me to improve on, and I want to continue to grow as a player and be better and better every year. And, you know, that's what I'm working to do. You know, the hard work that got me in this position doesn't stop now. It's going to continue and ramp up. I'm going to continue to become a better and better player.
Eric Armstead is joining us. You know, not only did you have a pretty good season, you had your best season statistically. I read the numbers off the very top, 54 tackles, 10 sacks, a couple of forced fumbles, a fumble recovery. All of those things are career highs. So when you look back on last season, just from a personal standpoint, what kind of thoughts do you have? What's your biggest takeaway from the season?
Oh, you know, a lot went into that season last year, you know, from the work I put in with my personal trainer all year, Mark Hall, to, you know, fighting through adversity and injuries in my career and having the support from my family and my fiance, to, you know, being coached by Coach Kucerik and him putting me in positions to be successful out on the field and believing in me and instilling confidence into me, and then going out there and, you know, just getting the job done and, you know, working hard, playing hard throughout the games, and, you know, trying to find ways to help my team be successful out there. And, you know, everything just kind of came together. And, you know, I'm excited about the future and looking forward to, you know, continuing, you know, where I left off last season.
You know, so when you talk about that work you've put in and the work you've put into your game, the work you've put into your craft ever since you arrived in the NFL, as you look at yourself right now then, what is the biggest difference between where you were as a rookie and where you are now after finishing your 5th season?
I would say a lot of differences. You know, from biggest thing I would say is from a knowledge standpoint, you know, understanding the game, a lot more understanding how people are trying to block me, understanding my game and what's successful for me and what I can do out on the field consistently. And then, you know, just improving on my weaknesses as well. I do a lot of a lot of self-scouting, a lot of self-study, and trying to prepare for games and work on my weaknesses. And I think that's, you know, allowed me to grow as a player. And, you know, just being on the field, you know, having to deal with injuries early in my career and not just getting those game reps and that time out on that field to, you know, to work on my game, you know. And God has been blessing me with some good health these past couple of years. So I've been able to get better and better just being on the field and being able to work on my craft.
All right, so in terms of, like, all the self-scouting you've done, in your opinion, how much of the success a defensive lineman has is about overall athletic ability, and then how much of it is about the really small things like perfecting technique?
Oh, I think, I think technique, you know, overrides athletic ability. You definitely have to have, you know, the strength and athleticism to be successful and play at an extremely high level. But I think technique overrides that, in the sense that if you have technique and you're kind of, your technique is amazing and you're lacking in on the athleticism side, I think you can still be successful. But if you know you're a superior athlete, but your technique is just terrible, and you know, you're also playing against superior athletes, so that kind of washes out, and you know, technique becomes really important to do your job effectively.
We're talking to Eric Armstead for a few more moments. I've got a couple of quick things I want to hit you with. Last season also included that run of the Super Bowl. I mean, the game did not end the way you would have liked, of course, but what did you take away from the experience? What was it like?
Oh, the experience was definitely, you know, one of a kind. You know, I went into the experience open-minded, not trying to have any preconceived notions, and, you know, just enjoying myself. And, you know, throughout that week, trying to, it's definitely difficult, you know, with all the, you know, media requirements and all the things you have to do, and, you know, the spectacle of the game. But, you know, you just got to try to find some time to focus on what's most important, and that was the game. And, but I had an amazing experience, like you said, wish we would have came out with the win, but we didn't. And, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to getting back in that position with my teammates and, you know, trying to get a win.
You know, the offseason is so different because of COVID-19. I had Giants cornerback James Bradberry on the show yesterday. He said that he was trying to order weightlifting equipment online, but places were sold out. How are you going about getting your workouts in?
My trainer, his name is Mark Hall. You know, we're trying to find ways to, you know, use outdoor open spaces. Still trying to find ways to distance from people and not be in a huge group, but, you know, still get some work in. But yeah, it's definitely difficult. I've done a couple of, you know, quarantine workouts. I think that's what people call them, with my fiance at home too. So just trying to find ways here and there to, you know, still get working.
Got to adapt, got to improvise, right? Eric Armstead, my guest. Mm-hmm. So the team ultimately decided to move to Forrest Buckner. The two of you played together so effectively. How tough was it? And I know you'll tell me it's a business, but how tough was it to see him get dealt?
Oh, super tough. It was a shock to me, something I didn't expect. And, you know, I definitely, you know, we have grown super comfortable playing together for like 8 years at that point. So, I mean, I'm happy to see him, you know, get what he deserves monetarily. You know, I definitely wish it was with us and we could continue our career together. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I'm excited for him and his huge opportunity. You know, that's definitely life-changing for his family and everything. So, I mean, we've talked a bunch since then, and, you know, we kind of talked it out, and, you know, we're definitely happy and excited for each other.
Eric, one last thought. Earlier in the offseason, there had been that talk and speculation about Tom Brady maybe coming in. I'm curious what your thoughts are. I mean, what did you make of that speculation? Could you see where that might start? Or was a part of you thinking, hey, wait a minute now, we have our quarterback already?
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting story that, you know, a lot of people would you know, pick up on and be entertained by. I didn't see it as really a reality. I just saw it as an interesting story, him being from, you know, the Bay Area and, you know, him making a return. You know, it would have been a crazy story, but, you know, that's all I saw it as, was just, you know, entertaining, you know, entertaining fans and people through the media. You know, we have our quarterback, Jimmy, is our guy. He's led our team. He's turned our organization around, and, you know, he's the leader of our team, and I didn't see that changing.
I wanted to ask you before we go, the Armstead Academic Project, you founded that. Exactly what is that, and why is that cause important to you?
Oh, it was super important to me. So I started, when I looked at, you know, I sat down and thought about how I can have the biggest impact on my community, education and education equity, you know, was the number one for me. And, you know, getting into Sacramento and trying to provide more opportunities for youth in Sacramento and even out the playing field, I didn't think it was fair that based on where you live, you will receive a better or a lesser education. And so I wanted to even out that playing field and provide opportunities for students living in low-income areas and going to Title I schools, and try to provide opportunity and hope for them in those areas, because I think they deserve a chance to be successful in life as well. So I'm deeply passionate about it, and, you know, I'm going to continue to do everything I can, all my brain, willpower, resources to try to provide equity and provide hope and opportunities for those students.
My man, you're getting it done both on the field and off the field. Eric Armstead coming off a great, great season, and he did found the Armstead Academic Project, 17th pick out of Oregon back in 2015. Eric, I really appreciate the visit. Thanks so much for coming back on and sharing your thoughts. Good luck to you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you very much, Eric Armstead. I really appreciate him. I appreciate everybody who comes on, but I really appreciate the way he carries himself. The way he carries himself, the way he plays, the way he handles his business off the field. It's a really, really impressive person.